She had gotten pregnant a month after they moved in, and things had been easy ever since. There was a doctor in town. Maria saw him once a month for checkups. The man was still busy with the ailments of his fellow old folks, but Maria was his only expectant mother. They spent their days at the beach and their nights at the villa, reading and eating and getting to know each other. It had all been exactly the kind of life Eli would have wanted had he known what he wanted in the first place. But he'd lived through these past 10 months in a kind of daze. He had no idea why he should have forgotten them and then suddenly had them reintroduced over a period of 20 minutes as Maria slept and he stood out here on the balcony looking at the ocean. But he had a feeling something else was here, something he'd forgotten. He remembered a mud-daubed jasper cass on the raft in the darkness of the cave. "I bring you to the Dame Rouge," he'd said, "and she gonna show for you the choice." Eli frowned. Far below, something on the water caught his attention. It was a ship. Ships were a rarity these days, most of the people able enough to captain them having died in nuclear explosions or of smallpox. And this ship had a strange look about it. It was wooden, for one thing, and he thought he saw a lantern light at the stern. Cold fear turned his chest to ice and his stomach to a block of stone. He recognized it.